Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zack building in the Grand Center area. Come by anytime, but on every Friday they'll have new music happy hour going on. They'll have new record spinning, and they'll have new music. This Friday, August 11th, they'll have records from Portugal, The Man, Coldplay, Foster the People, The Districts, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, and much, much more. Find full details at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. And this year, Music Record Shop is also the official sponsor of Lufest. So be sure to follow along and figure out how you can win yourself some Lufest tickets this year. Again, all details, musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are the weapon, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of The Weapon. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we should probably start with everybody properly introducing themselves so they know your voices at home or wherever they're listening to this show. You guys want to go around and say hi?
I'm Jordan Colburn. I'm the drummer.
I'm Patrick. I play the drums as well.
Dude, did you just say you're the drummer?
Yeah, that happened. Sorry about that.
Freaked out a little bit.
Got nervous on camera, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a microphone.
Oops.
I don't know.
No, you sing.
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Hi. This is Ryan. I play guitar.
Yeah. This is cool stuff because I've known Ryan for a while now, but getting to meet you guys and the Oreos.
Had to bring snacks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, what would this show be without some snacks?
It's a snack paper podcast today.
That's true. It's true story. But I thought this would be fun to get to know more about what you guys are up to. This is like a pretty brand new project still, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be fun to kind of let everybody know what you guys are up to. And but you guys been around doing this for a while in the original scene and stuff, and now you're kind of formed a new group and doing some cover stuff right now, but also working on originals. So you guys have been busy kind of crafting the sound of what The Weapon is going to be. So let's talk about how this all came together.
It's a combination of two bands, really, from about 10 to 12 years ago. A band called Standpoint out of Troy, and then a band called My Weapon of Choice out of Ellsbury. We both kind of hard rock bands, or original stuff. We played at Pops and Battle for Point Fest and all that stuff. Kind of together for a lot of it, and then this is just both those bands dissolved over the years, and this is kind of a combination of those two. We just wanted to play stuff we love, heavy stuff, you know, Seven Dust, Bullet for My Valentine, Killswitch Engage, all that kind of stuff. And we've brought back, we've kind of 2.0'd some of the originals that we liked from both bands, and kind of recreate them a little bit, and bringing that back too. So we've got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so. Very nice, man.
Yes.
This is kind of a super group in a sense, you know, like kind of mashing the two together. And
it's a Lincoln County super group.
Yeah, man. We've had a couple of shows, and we were more, like I said, those kind of more covers as you guys are still kind of crafting these originals. Are you guys are wanting to kind of get to that point though, right? To getting on the actually just doing all originals and stuff, or
I think we like the aspect of playing some of these cover songs that we wanted to for sure. A really long time. Seven Dust, Breaking Benjamin, stuff like that. But the originals, you know, just in the few months that we've been together, that's where you really get the creative side of it going, and obviously more fun on our end to do originals versus covers. But either way we go, and that's the point of it, is to finally have a band where we're doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
Songs that everybody would want to hear, but not the same old bar songs every time you go in somewhere. So.
Right. Yeah, I think that is cool that the covers that you guys are doing, like you're saying, the Bullet for My Valentine and Killswitch and stuff. I mean, this is like some pretty heavy stuff that not a lot of people are doing. So I think that's kind of cool that you guys are kind of, you know, alone in a sense in the St. Louis music
right.
scene doing something, a heavier stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I love all that stuff too. It's just
yeah.
It's hard to find. I mean, it seems like every bar just wants like the same couple of classic rock kind of cover stuff.
And
yeah,
some Skinner,
yeah, right. So it's nice to see somebody doing something a little different with it. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many songs you guys think you guys got on your list now? Of like, what are you guys up to?
Oh, we got about 2 hours worth or so now.
Yeah.
As far as everything we've got to play, if we were going to put on a full show, which we will soon, we've got probably 20, 25 songs.
Yeah, I think we put all the originals in there, we may be up to 30 or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what we're trying to do different. We're not trying to just get the 4 hours done so we can go play at a bar. We're trying to make our set list exactly what we want to where we're playing more specialized things, more events versus just gigs.
Sure.
You know, because we don't want to just do the 9-to-1 bar gig with these songs. We want to play for people that are coming to watch music, not just to show up and entertain people that are in a bar already. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think the 9-to-1 crowd wants to hear what we're doing.
No, it's not the right audience. It's in the kind of the, like we, you talked about, kind of the cool thing about the music we are doing. It's kind of a, it's a, you know, we're all, most everybody in the band, we're in our early to mid 30s. It's kind of a, what the radio calls an alt 2K music. It seems like that late 90s, all the way, you know, through the 2000s, really, for the most part. But like we said, like Seven Dust, which comes in the late 90s up to now. You know, and then you've got Killswitch and Bullet, which is all in there. And then you've got some newer stuff, Of Mice and Men, A Day to Remember. You know, bands that are hot right now. We do some of that and try to do good covers of that. So we span that whole gap. That's, like you said, I don't know a lot of bands doing that. So that's what we love. So.
Sure. We hope they're still popular.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of actually, good. Yeah.
I don't really listen to the radio much.
David Bands? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I do know A Day to Remember just sold out the pageant, so it seems like people seem to like those guys.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were saying events, and you guys do have a big event coming up. This is the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. You'll be out there for this year's Ink Spot Block Party.
That's right.
Which you guys have, some of you guys have played in the past, right?
We did. They're a band that some of us have been a part of or are a part of, Almost Heroes or Fault Line it was. We played out there 2011 and 12, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Getting old.
Block Party 2 and 3. So that was cool.
Yeah. But yeah, this year is September 9th, Lincoln County Fairgrounds, like I said. You'll have just an crazy lineup full of music. Fivefold, Skyburnt White, The Hushless, Namical Drive, Hollow Point Heroes, Common Jones, Guerrilla Theory, Discrepancy, City of Parks, Ashland, Divide the Empire, Odom, and The Weapon.
That's what's cool about it, I think, with this, is that the Ink Spot Block Party has been primarily original bands for the, you know, however many years. But we're kind of starting to get the respect of original bands by doing the covers that we're doing. So we're doing an actual block of time, I think from 5 to 7.
It's going to be 5 to 7 or 6 to 8. I'm not sure which, something like that.
So.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's, always one of my favorite days of the year, you know, just to be a part of it and go out there. It's like a big family reunion every year.
Sure. There's a ton of friends, ton of people that just love local rock music, and they all come together at the fairgrounds and... It's a good time.
Yeah.
Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. And this year...
they asked us to come out.
Definitely. Yeah, Rob and Dave and...
Well, they're super excited to have us.
Those are great guys, man. But they... And this year is going to be crazy out there because, like, Fivefold headlining it, and they just announced that they're done, man. They're... They're closing it out.
Saw a farewell video.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
So...
Just saw that. Announced it Friday, I guess.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bummer that they're calling it quits, but I guess they got this one. They're doing like a Third Eye Blind cover set for Undercover Weekend over at Del Mar Hall, and then I guess they're doing some kind of big last farewell show thing coming up. So
cool.
Yeah, a couple shows left to see them, but yeah, man, I've been following those guys for 7-8 years or something like that, whatever. I think they've been at about 10. And
yeah, they got 4 or 5 albums, or maybe 3 or 4, something like that. So, they got some good stuff.
So come out and see those guys one more time. And we do have free tickets. You can reach out to the band, right?
Yeah.
You guys all have
we've
tickets.
Got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. So we can, two-hour set over there. And is that, I'm guessing, like the beer garden thing?
Yeah, we are one of two beer garden bands. It's us and then a band out of Mississippi, I believe, called Sneaky Tree. They're kind of an original band as well. I think they'll be playing right after we will. And then before us, though, is an acoustic act, Wade Trent. Everybody knows Wade.
Don't like him. I don't like him.
Yeah, don't care much for him at all, Wade.
Hope
no,
he's listening.
No, he's it's all good. It's good stuff.
Yeah,
play some Creed, Wade.
Yeah. I got him to play Creed the other night.
Yeah. I believe he did.
Yeah.
He gets me higher.
Yeah. he's the best, man. I love that guy. He's a lot of fun to be around and always smiling.
He's weird.
Yep. so this is, like I said, this is cool that you guys are kind of, you're still doing this thing, man. I mean, like, it seems like some of these bands, once they fizzle, people kind of call it quits and, like, you know, but it's nice to see you guys didn't give it up and you're wanting to get back out there and keep doing this thing.
That's what was so funny about this is we worked on this for years and years and years, and me and Ryan would talk about it, and we'd start a little something, and then kind of fizzle out. And then we started Almost Heroes and did that for a while. That's still going. Then we wanted to start something heavier. And we just, by chance, reached out to Pat and Jared that were in My Weapon of Choice. And everybody was just ready to go all at the same time after all those years. So it just kind of continued on where we left off. But, you know, that's what's so exciting about this in my mind, is that we just kind of continued on with it and... We don't feel old, I guess, but we've been around for a long time.
Do you get around all these other big local bands?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that you'll get together this originals and cut another record, or how do you?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about that the other night. How cool that would be to
definitely do some of these. We definitely like to do. I would think, you know, at least like a little. Three or five song things. This is something just to put out there. I mean, now, you know, making albums it's still as awesome as ever, but it's just as common to drop a big single before you do anything else. So, not that we'll have a big single necessarily, but we do have some songs that are coming together pretty good that I would be excited to record, and I played a little snippet for you the other day that I'd like to put out and
yeah, man.
See how it goes.
I think that'd be... I mean, yeah, even if it's just an EP or whatever, it's something to get some recordings out there and show people what you can do.
A little drop tuning, a little double bass.
Yeah, you guys, you did just play Firebird a little bit ago, right?
Yeah.
A pretty good time?
That was. That place is awesome.
Yeah.
The Firebird is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good rock club, man.
It was a good rock club. Played with some friends in a Clutch tribute band. That was good. It was a good time.
Sure.
I'd like to do it again sometime.
Yeah, I mean, it just it's got to feel good just to get up back on a stage like that, and then like actually get to see how the crowd's responding from just from doing practicing in the basement, getting these songs down and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, that's why we're feeling so good about all this, is that we start back up and headline a show with the Firebird, and people came, wanted to hear it,
right,
showed up for us, not just because they were already there, so it's nice.
Yeah, I've had my third Rock Paper Podcast birthday show over there, and that went pretty well, and had a good time with that, so Firebird's been good to me, and I'm glad to see people are keeping them going and stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a good spot, so check out the Firebird. I mean, you guys are just talking like wanting to do more events and more gigs and everything, getting out. What else do we have like coming up for the rest of the year? I mean, would you like to? Is there some certain things you want to check off the list or something? Or where do you think we're taking this thing?
Man, it's the sky is kind of the limit. You know, we're definitely, you know, as opposed to other bands we've been in and stuff, we're not. You know, not trying to play a show every weekend or anything like that. It's more of just, you know, pick and choose something that makes sense for the band and for the brand. You know, in general, something that people are going to enjoy, whether it's opening for a band similar to us, something like that. I mean, that we're pretty well open to it. You know, something else at the Firebird, if we can open for, again, a band that fits, that we fit with, we'd be happy to do that. Or, you know, any festivals like this Ink Spot Block Party coming up, stuff like that, that's in our wheelhouse. Something where there's going to be other people that enjoy that music. That's all we want to do. We're doing this simply because we love this stuff. No other reason.
Sure.
We love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like you're saying, imagine it's... That's probably one of the biggest things I hear, like, where as bands evolve and we get older and stuff, I mean, well, you know, you're saying some of you guys got families and kids and wives and everything else, so like... All that stuff, you know, adulting kind of gets in the way sometimes, where it's hard to play out all the time or playing every weekend and stuff. You have to...
Can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So So yeah, I mean, it's definitely something you have to. It's still a passion project, you know, where you guys just love this stuff and you want to go out and play it, but you got to kind of pick your moment sometimes and
got to be strategic with it.
Yeah, some of these guys. I mean, I got friends that love to play several times a week, you know, just because like, I mean, I don't like. There's a thing, you know, it's like. It's just like something like that is cool sometimes, but then like sometimes like it's difficult to get people out because then they know like, oh, I can see them tomorrow or whatever, you know, right. Like they're playing again, and like so it's nice when you're playing maybe once a month or every other weekend or whatever it is, and you make more of an event out of it, and people want to like, oh yeah, I haven't seen these guys in a while, I want to go see the show and stuff. Yeah. So
as a cover band, that's the number one question that we get asked when we go to play anywhere is how many people can you bring?
Yeah.
And that's always so frustrating, especially in the St. Louis area for that, because that's what we're wanting to do with this. We're wanting to not play every single weekend, so people get more excited about when we do play.
Mm-hmm.
More people show up to have a more of a party atmosphere versus just going and whoever's playing is playing. So.
Yeah, and that's such a weird question anyway, too. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, you got like a pretty good fan base, but anyway, like, you never know what, you know, there are 100 other things going on in St. Louis on a Friday night or something like that. It's like it's hard to really say how many people you can bring out to a show anyway.
Right. So. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Well, I'm excited though. I'm interested to hear some of these recordings when we get there and stuff, and hear what you guys can do for the record and stuff when we get to that point. And like I said, Ryan did show me a little snippet of what you guys are working on from band practice, and
yes,
it's starting to sound pretty rad.
This curse, it'll be a good one.
Yeah. So you said you guys all like were involved in that battle of the bands and or Road to Point Fest stuff and all that.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Years and years.
Yeah. How what was the closest you guys, or you know, like what was the biggest thing you guys did with all those bands?
Well, I think for my weapon of choice, I know we played. It was a battle for Point Fest, and what was the band? Smile 360 Smile. I remember was the band. I think the lead singer passed away. I'm not sure what happened to the rest of the band necessarily, but we were right there neck and neck with them. They brought a big crowd, and you know, so they went on to Point Fest, but we were right there with them for the small town boys. I felt pretty good about that.
Sure,
yeah, we were in the finals, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were down to the wire with them, but they had a good crowd and they brought it, so you can't be upset about
that. They put on a good show.
I do recall that 360 Smile. Like, I remember they kind of had a good thing going for a bit, but
they did.
I don't really know much about those guys. Like, I just remember the name, but
like I said, I know the lead singer passed away. I don't remember but probably was about the end of it all.
Yeah.
From what I know, which isn't much. But as far as Fault Line, I mean, or
standpoint.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, if Andy was here with us, he'd be able to help me out a little bit, but he's at home, of course. So, But the standpoint, we really tried to do it up and do every avenue we possibly could. We went and recorded an album, got a management company. Manager I'm not going to speak of. It was a terrible experience. But yeah, we tried to do it the smart way and go every avenue we possibly could and did little, you know, regional touring, recorded the album, had the song on the point in the middle of the night and opened up for a bunch of bands. And we played quite a few shows with Modern Day Zero, who's doing a reunion show, by the way.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Very cool.
So yeah, we're kind of in that time frame when Modern Day Zero was really up and going, and you know, Smile, Empty Soul, and all those shows at Pops where you go and open up for everybody. But mm-hmm. we'd play a few festivals here and there out in Chicago and stuff with bigger bands, and we tried to take it as far as we possibly could, and then figured out that our management company was kind of taking money from us. It was a nightmare situation, but it was all worth it, I guess.
So unfortunately, I've heard quite a few stories of that effect, and I don't know, that's tricky, man. You want to trust people and stuff, and then you find out all that stuff's going on or whatever. I mean, that's what's ruined was quite a few. I mean, like Green Wheel, I think they got messed up by management and stuff or whatever, and however that went down, I don't know the details, but I mean, that band was pretty hot, and then all of a sudden they disappeared. And
right. Well, a lot of people bash the music industry now with how, you know, making a record isn't the same, and you know, selling CDs isn't the same and everything. But on the flip side of it, that's what makes this awesome nowadays, is you don't have to use management companies and
rule after rule
and find out that it's a nightmare in the end. You can do everything A through Z by yourself.
So. Sure.
You get a hit song on YouTube, and you can literally be neck and neck with your favorite band.
Right.
You know, for
Bieber.
Yeah, I'm real well. Yeah. But you really can if you can go viral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It definitely seems, I mean, as crazy as this music industry is today, like, it definitely seems like it's more of a DIY, like, you know, you put in the work, like, you know, it'll help. I mean, but everybody's in the same page of trying to figure out how to sell music, how to do all this stuff. You know, everybody's trying to find the next thing, the next kind of
avenue,
you know, whatever it is, just, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, it seems like some people, you know, just want to put the music out there for free, and some people want to, you know,
try to capitalize on it. Yeah.
Right?
That's
like,
great, though. I think you get a lot more variety that way, right?
Yeah.
Instead of being stuck with whatever the big record companies give you.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever's just on the radio.
Yeah, everything's accessible.
Definitely. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Like something like a Spotify now, where you have, like, every song in your pocket, and it's like, it's pretty crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. It's fun, man. Like, I enjoy it. I'm always, and that's why I like doing the show, is, like, constantly discovering more new music all around and stuff, and so it keeps me very, very active and learning all kinds of new music. So, but yeah, that what were you saying? You said something off mic about, like, playing Mississippi Nights down there or something.
Yeah, good old Mississippi Nights.
Yeah.
That was the first show. Well, Mississippi Nights was the first big show that our two bands did together. We always, behind the scenes, hated each other because we thought each other's bands was better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just glad that we finally came together on it. But, yeah, we played Mississippi Nights, and then good old Todd's Pit in Wentzville.
Yeah.
We always played there together.
Pit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a bunch of shows there through high school and stuff.
Bunch of
my friends were playing up there, like Tears for Tomorrow, I think, and I don't know. A couple others. I'm blanking on some names.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago now.
Todd, he had a good thing going there. It was a cool venue.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They're doing a lot of work to that part of Wentzville. I don't know. I can't remember what's going on there with that building now. But it was nice to have a little, you know, having a venue of some sort to here in Wentzville and, you know, St. Charles County area and stuff. And letting a lot of these kids to play and stuff.
It's time to open one, Shane.
Yeah, man. I've talked about it a lot. Like, it's definitely a goal of mine. I would think it would be a lot of fun to have my own venue. You know, and I'm hoping to maybe I'm sort of laying some of the groundwork, you know, now by all the networking and the friendships I've made over all these years and stuff with all the music and stuff. And but I don't know. I talk about wanting to put one out here, and people are like, "Oh, that's a bad idea," and I'm like, why? There's nothing, you know, it's like, it's just nothing out here.
Really. Be great if you get to work, man. It's hard to find a place to play that's not a smoky bar. Especially for us. I mean, that's not what we want to do. We don't want to be background.
When you
we want to play to people who came to see music.
Right.
The bar is not the place to do that.
In your
No High Point.
Yeah. I don't know. Wentzville's right at the T of 70 and you know, 40, 61, 64, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's like, I don't see how that's a bad move at all.
Yeah.
It's growing. It was.
I think I think the argument is made that it's just that people out here want cover music and stuff. People want the same, you know, like you're saying, Skinner and stuff. And like,
But
I mean,
Jovi. Disagree.
But I think as much
But no, I totally know what you mean. But
there are a lot of people, I think, that are looking for that. But as much as the area is growing, there's got to be a lot of people out there that are looking for something original as well. It's just not fair.
Just got to advertise the heck out of it, man. These kids got to know what's out here.
I drive to the city all the time to go to music, so I mean, like, you know, I can't be the only one that's looking for music.
There's two or three more.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if I can get those other two or three to come to the show,
that's it.
But I don't know. It's definitely a dream. I mean, I'm a long way from that, but, you know, I think it'd be pretty sweet to get there someday. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, man. Well, you can follow The Weapon on your Facebook and any We have any other social media at the moment?
Right now, it's pretty much just yeah. Facebook. We may branch out, you know, but it's pretty much everything channels through
sure.
there. It's facebook.com/ the Weapon STL, and yeah, come check it out.
Keep up with all the upcoming events and everything. And again, you can come out and see these guys do it live at the Ink Spot Block Party this year, which is going to be pretty wild night, man.
It's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
A
lot of snack cakes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of snack cakes getting thrown. We've got shirts. Probably have some stickers. Guaranteed to have Twinkies. Well, that's just for effect, yeah. you know, and a good time.
It's fluff, man, just to get them over there.
We got these chocolate Twinkies.
And chocolate peanut butter as well.
Are these like kind of like...
awesome, yep.
Yeah. But they're like... what was Chocodiles and stuff, man?
No, those don't have the... It's not the chocolate icing, though. It's just straight-up chocolate sponge.
I had my first Chocodile at the Firebird show.
Yeah?
Life-changing.
That's good, isn't it? God, it's so good.
I'm going to...
Shane, have one.
I'm opening up. I'm doing a live review right now.
He's doing a live snack review. This is probably a first on the Snack Paper Podcast.
How touchy is that mic? You're going to be able to hear the cheering here.
Oh, yeah. we did one of the. I remember we did a podcast with Chris Ward at Taco Bell, and
I mean, I dig Taco Bell. Yeah. But I think that's funny. Huh?
And he, I think at the time they had some kind of a bacon chalupa going on.
I remember,
and he like is eating it the whole time while we're talking, like. And he's just like, you know, yeah, you know, and like, and it was just like super funny. And then we also had those like, you guys remember those like Captain Crunch balls they had there or whatever? Like, they,
I'm sure I had them.
They're like this, there's like, you know, they have the Cinnabon kind of snacks now or whatever, but they had these like Captain Crunch ones. They were like rolled in Captain Crunch dust and stuff.
Nice.
Anyway, so he did like a live review of those on the show too, and it was really funny just to hear that.
These are fantastic, by the way.
Right.
It's really good.
That's what was awesome.
Extremely oily.
When we played at the Firebird, that was really our first big show as a band, and we're to the age now where we literally were just doing this for fun and doing what we love to do, and there was a band that opened for us. Really good guys, awesome band. They were just that much younger. And we had a whole stack, thanks to a bunch of friends out there that brought us snack cakes.
It was my birthday, and they snacked it out,
That's
man.
That's right. So at our merch table, we had one T-shirt hanging up. The rest of them were in a box. And then we had stacks and stacks of snack cakes. And then next to us was a younger band with their merch girls that were the girlfriends trying to sell T-shirts and everything you can think of. And they just kept staring at us like we were the biggest losers. But every single person came over to get snack cakes.
Guaranteed.
And then bought a shirt. So I was kind of luring them over there.
It works out.
Yeah.
Reminds me, Halloween, we did a big party over there at Firebird, and I dressed up as Macho Man.
Nice.
And I had like a Macho Man shirt, and I put this black beard on with makeup, and I had the had the glasses and stuff, and I wore like the white.
Cream of the crop. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
So since it was Halloween, it was like, well, I got a bunch of those like mini Slim Jims, and
you ate them on the way there.
I was like,
finished them all.
I just went up there with like the handfuls and like fired them out at people, like with like no warning. So, and I didn't like float them. I just like. So people were like sitting in the front row, just like smacking in the face with Slim Jims.
Sausage to the face.
You get fastballed with a Slim Jim.
But
yeah, brother.
At the end of the night, I checked. There was nothing on the floor. So like, so people ate them. So they didn't last.
Snacks
long.
Don't go to waste.
Yeah, man.
And the people that wander into the Firebird will pick Slim Jims up.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
Hey, we had a few fans that we didn't know that showed up. It was kind of entertaining.
I think it's great that, you know, like you're saying, your friends brought you all snacks. Like, it's like, you know, it's like people always want to smoke weed with Willie or something like that and all, know, that kind of stuff or whatever. And then people just want to eat snack cakes with
that's
Ryan
right.
now. So.
Dude, that's it. Snacks with the weapon. Most of these guys are all fit and trim in this band, and then there's me that brings snack cakes. It's an odd dynamic, but you see what the weapon is now.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Weapons of Diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope the Ink Spot's not planning on selling too much of food trucks or anything, because we're going to bring the snack cakes.
No. In the past years, they've only had, like, burgers and nachos kind of thing or something. Yeah. So I think you guys can definitely...
We'll top it off.
Yeah, the snack cake.
We'll top it off. Right.
Yeah, man.
Seven Dust and snack cakes, man.
Yeah. That's the name of the record, right?
That actually is.
Yeah.
Snack Dust.
All right. Well, very cool. We'll come out and hang out with these guys again at the Ink Spot Block Party. Free tickets available from the bands and local sponsors and all that stuff. So there's no excuse to not grab a free ticket. It's going to be a party, and you don't want to miss out. So come on over. That's September 9th, and I have probably like 11 o'clock doors or something like that.
Yeah, I think it starts at 10 or 11. I don't remember. I think doors at 10, I believe. It starts at 11, and then it just goes all the way through, I'm guessing, till somewhere around midnight, where Fivefold finishes it out.
And I think they said official after party at Cliff and Ella's or something like that.
In the beautiful Hawk Point, Missouri.
Yeah, so...
Absolutely.
I better get ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
move the pool table for that one.
All right. Yep. But yeah, anyway, this has been a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate you bringing the chocolate Twinkies.
Darn right.
It was a delicious treat.
We spread the love.
Proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
That's right.
But yeah, hopefully we'll get those recordings soon and get all that stuff, man. I'm excited for you guys and excited to see where this thing goes.
We're going to do it. We're going to hit it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hope everybody likes it. Yeah. Just gotta get the word out. Let people know what we got going on. I think there's a lot of folks that are our age that probably just thought this stuff is dead, truly, right. And it's not.
Yeah,
we're bringing it back, Shane.
Now they're old enough to get a babysitter and ready to come out.
Get your sitter for September 9th because we're doing it. We're doing it. Yep. Bring them all. I think it's all ages, right?
I think so.
Bring the sitter too. Yeah. Just have them off to the side. And we'll get down. Get in the pit.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's actually a ball pit.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll see you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.